Guys, we're going on tour in February, and make sure you click the link in the description to buy your tickets. If you've got a single ticket and you're not sat with your friends, do not worry, because it is going to be a place where you can make loads of friends. You can message a Saving Grace account if you're feeling a little bit nervous, and we can make sure that you know someone before you go. This is a wholesome time. We're all going to get drunk and have a great time. So buy the tickets and get a vodka cranberry. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got the Queen of YouTube. It's Olivia Neal. Hello.
Hey.
We finally managed to get you on this sofa.
I've always wanted to come on here.
I was like, I forced you here, and I'm glad. I'm glad you caved.
I'm so happy to be here. Like, I'm such a fan of the podcast.
What a fucking girl. I love that. It's so weird, because I remember watching you when you were at your little school.
Really?
Yeah, your little vlogs, doing your get ready with me's.
Oh.
And now you're like a fashion icon now.
No.
You're in Paris, darling.
No.
I don't know if it was Paris Fashion Week you went to, but it was one of them.
I did go.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's the fashion week like?
People make it seem like amazing on social media. And it is, like, it's incredible that, like, you get to go there, and, like, the fashion shows are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it is just all a bit overrated.
You just kind of sit there and look nice.
Yeah.
Is that just the vibe?
And it's like, it's like a Black Mirror episode. Like,
ooh,
everyone, like, dresses up and, like, goes and sits there. Like, no one really speaks to each other. Like, half the influencers, like, I have no, like, credentials in fashion, you know? I don't know any of what I'm watching. I can't, yeah, like, you know, yeah, like, I'm like, oh, I quite like that skirt, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I just do it for the Instagram pics and go.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I do.
And then, like, fashion week parties are a whole other thing.
I was going to say, is there, like, after parties?
Yeah, there is.
What's the vibe?
I always get, like, obliterated.
As you should.
But it's not the place to be getting obliterated, because, like, also, there's, like, so many celebrities there. So there's a lot of, like, everyone just kind of standing around, like.
So no one else is really drunk.
Me and my friends would get really drunk.
Yeah, you guys in the corner, like.
Yeah. But then it's like, I burn myself out, because you have to, like, go out every night. And we don't have to go out every night. That's a
joke. But you will. Yeah. Of course.
And then, like, you have to wake up at, like, 7 a.m. and, like, make yourself look nice for a show. Never, and it's like me. All day.
Never be me.
No.
I swear to God.
I'm not a functional hungover person.
I've got a friend, right? And we'll drink bottles of wine. I'm talking, we're not talking English to each other anymore, but we're still going.
Yeah.
Next day, she'll get up, she'll get dressed, she'll maybe go to the shops. And I think, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
Because I'll be like, the anxiety and also the illness will overtake my body.
I also, like, I feel like it's a personal attack on me when people get up and do things.
Yeah,
like, I'll message into the group chat, like, a photo of myself with, like, my full makeup on, like, hair.
Yeah.
Which, bear in mind, I always send a photo of myself into my group chat the next morning. I don't know, because I always look atrocious. And I accidentally posted it on my
I was about to say, didn't you just post
Yeah, I posted it on my fucking Instagram main feed.
I can still imagine people commenting me like, slay.
I know.
Beautiful girly.
Makeup tutorial.
Please. Yeah. Yeah. What a girl.
But then I always sent it in my group chat. My friend always replies, like, oh, at a cafe with a matcha. And I'm like, what the, like, why are you doing?
How
this?
Are you eating as well?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm a big eater when I'm hungover.
Only in the evening.
Really?
Because I find also, if I drink water the next day, gotta go. I'll feel more sick drinking water hungover. I don't know what the science is behind it.
Interesting.
Do you not?
No, I eat more than ever when I'm hungover.
Fuck.
I kind of, like, honestly enjoy a hungover day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can just, like, let loose and, like, order, like,
excuse.
Yeah, like, order five Deliveroos.
I love that.
And I'm like, I will eat, like, a bolognese for breakfast.
Yeah. Me, I'm like, what's in the fridge? Like, five nights ago, I'll take it. It's a bit mold, pick it
literally
up.
Literally.
I love that you're in your single era now.
Oh my God.
And I saw a clip that you said, and it was so true. You were like, I can do what I want now.
Mm.
I can go out. You are still single, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, because for a minute there, I was like, I fucked up.
She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, I was like, she's actually married. You can go out. You don't have to tell anyone.
Mm.
What's the vibe? What is your single vibe right now?
I actually liked a TikTok just on the way here. And it was like, just like waking up in the morning with no stress, like no one to text.
Yeah.
Like no one, I don't have to tell anyone anything. I also work, okay, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm like not speaking to any boys on purpose right now because I don't need the stress. Like I'm celibate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's out of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep telling myself that
no
it
one's
is.
In the DMs right now.
No, it is dry.
Really?
So it's never been more dry.
Actually, I don't know why I'm saying that because same. Are you on like dating websites?
Yeah.
Is it Raya? Raya?
I have Raya, but I've never like met up with someone from it.
I've heard it's shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like businessmen.
Oh, it's horrible.
Really?
And you only get like 12 like swipes a day.
Fucking hell.
And it's, but it's all over the world as well. So you, like, you'll have like 12 people from Seattle and they're all just like,
what are you meant to do with that?
Right? I will never swipe right on someone that lives across the world for me. What's the, I'm not going to get.
Well, how does that make sense? Are they like in England visiting? No, they are literally in.
It's literally just all over the world.
What the fuck is the point?
I know, it's stupid.
Yeah, I won't join then.
No.
I get scared of dating apps now. Like, I used to love a bit of Hinge. Wasn't really a Tinder girl, I'll be honest.
Mm.
A lot of the men on there, dogs. But I just think, what do you talk about?
Yeah, I would want to meet up like straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Okay, let's role play. I'm a man.
Okay.
And you're, would you message first? No.
No.
Okay, I'll message you first. What are you applying? Hey.
I'm so bad at talking to boys.
Me fucking too. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, whoa, love your pics. So sexy abs. Mm.
I'd not reply.
Okay, that's fair. I think that's actually a really natural response to not reply to that. I don't know why I slid in with that.
Because I just, like, I get the, I was actually like made a TikTok about this last night, and then I deleted it because I always get scared. Oh. But, like, my ex is so intense now.
Okay, go on. Give me some examples.
Now that I've become single as well, I'm like, oh, I should be more picky. Like, it's going to take a lot now for me to, like, actually speak to someone.
Yeah.
So now, like, anything a boy does, I'm like, oh, not interested.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that, like, a boy's even messaged me on a dating app sometimes, I'm like, ew.
How dare you?
Yeah. And, like, how many other girls are you messaging right now?
What is, like, something that you've stopped speaking to a boy over that's really pathetic? Like, you've looked back and been like, that was extreme.
Okay. On Raya, someone messaged me saying, what do you talk about on your podcast?
Just fucking listen to it.
Right? And what, like,
what was that?
You're a 25-year-old mom. Yeah. What business is it to you? And I literally, like, never replied. And then he texted me, like, 2 months later being like, no reply is crazy. And I was like, what did you expect?
People that double text on dating apps after the first message was not replied to are genuine. They're on a sex offenders list, in my personal opinion, because that is wild.
No, men have no shame.
No shame. I agree. Men have absolutely no shame. And do you know what else they have? Audacity.
Yeah.
Audacity.
What is your, like, how do you get, like, what's your line, you know? Like, what game do you play to get someone?
Do you know what I'll do? What is my line?
Not even line, but, like, how do you approach it?
Oh, what I'll do is this is bad, but I'll, like, take the piss out of them to start with and see how they handle it.
Okay.
And then if they, fuck, this is why I don't sleep with anyone. And then if they can handle it, maybe I'll, like, be like, ha, ah, that was so funny. I don't know. What the fuck do I do? I don't sleep with people, to be honest. Or they don't sleep with me. So maybe he's right.
Yeah.
What would you do? What's your go-to?
I don't really sleep with people. I'm trying to think.
Which, like, is a shame, because you could, I'm being serious here. If you followed Leonardo DiCaprio, I know that the bar's low for that, but as in, like, he 100% was dump his current girlfriend for you. 100.
I just, like, I don't need, I have no game.
You don't need game, though. I genuinely don't think you need game.
You know sometimes what I do?
Tell me.
I'll, like, stare at a light for a second so that, like, my eyes get a little bit, like, watery. And when my eyes go watery, they go really blue. And then I make them really wide. And I kind of, like, play that whole, like, oh. Like, I'm, like, a damsel in distress, like, lost kind of. Because, like, boys like that. They like that whole, like, innocent, like, oh.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. That's like a
manipulation tactic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that you've caught on to that.
Yeah.
Watch me try it tonight and I'll look like I'm having a stroke. I'll be like, Olivia Neal taught me to shine a light in my arm, like, cross-eyed.
No, because I did it the other day. I was out for, like, breakfast with a boy and he was like, wow, like, your eyes are so blue after I did it. And I was like, I literally was like, I let him in on it. I was like, I'm not going to lie, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, and he's like, oh.
Yeah, I could change the colour of my eyes.
So you went on a date?
Well, I went for coffee with someone.
Love that. Oh, that's really grown up.
Yeah.
I can't go on a date without drinks.
Yeah.
I'll be honest here. What do you talk about?
Well, see, the thing is, if I go for a drink state, then it could end up in bed.
Well, it will, yeah. It will. Absolutely, yeah.
And I don't want that. At the moment, I'm not on that. I don't want to give any boy, like, my energy.
You're celibate.
Yeah.
How long are you planning to stay celibate for?
Until I find someone that, like, I think I will be in a relationship with.
Oh.
Because I find it really unfulfilling otherwise.
Yeah. Do you ever look back at your past relationships and think, what the fuck was that? Or are you more one of those people that are like, I am thankful that I met them?
No, I'm not thankful that...
Yeah, I felt that.
Yeah, yeah at no, all.
I don't get...
But I think... everything that you go through, like, makes, like, you as a person, like, I definitely learned a lot of lessons, and now I know exactly what I do not want in a relationship.
I can never
have a repeat of that. Like, my standards are higher, definitely.
I love that. Do you hate dating when you're known on social media?
No.
Really? Just with people getting involved?
Oh. No, because I'm the one that involves everyone, because I speak about my podcast constantly, you know? Like, I think when you have a podcast, like, I have no private life.
100%.
Like, I will overshare everything.
Then it'll come back and bite you in the ass. It always does. Because then when they disappear, everyone's like, where are they? And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. And also, the other day, like, I always speak anonymously about boys in my podcast.
Right.
And I got 2 notifications from 2 different men that I've spoken about my podcast. But, like, I've spoken about these people so vaguely. Like, one of them, I said... like, he's dry on Snapchat. And the other one...
yeah, I mean, that's a hard one.
And the fact that he Snapchats anyway, is, like, weird. Yeah, and the other one, like, I don't fault... like, anyway, it's just so anonymous.
Yeah.
And I got a notification from both of them within the same 10 seconds, being like, hey, like, stop speaking about me on your podcast.
Oh, please.
It was...
please.
And I obviously, like, fucking manipulated them and was like, don't flatter yourself.
It wasn't about you.
It was obviously about
you. Yeah, deny till you die. That is something I always do, especially on a pod. I'll be like, what?
Yeah. Like,
why would you think that's about you? That's really weird, actually. Why are you listening to it?
What, man? What, like, I don't know. Like, my podcast is for the girls. I find it a violation when a boy listens to my podcast.
Do you know what I'm impressed with, though? I was saying earlier that you can, if someone just put a camera in front of me and I had to talk for an hour, I'd be like, so... politics.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't know what to say. And you just bang it out.
I'm not a big chatter though anyway. Like on my day-to-day life, I don't really speak to people. Like if I'm in a conversation, I feel like I ask questions more.
Yeah.
That's another thing I do on dates.
You're a questioner.
Because men love speaking about themselves.
They fucking do.
And they'll think that they're in love with you, but really I've just let you speak to me, like speak at me.
Because I can't be asked to speak.
And what do I have to say to you? I'm not telling you my information.
So true.
Yeah.
I'll let them know how many cats I've got and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need to know anymore.
I'll tell them like my dream holiday and that's it.
Drop hints.
Yeah.
I want to skydive.
Literally.
We were saying skydiving, you would enjoy doing that.
Oh, I would love to.
For me, that's a mental illness, I think. For someone to want to do skydiving.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I feel like... okay, well.
You might be right. But like, that is like the whole like adrenaline thing. Like you want to get so close to dying. And then not die. So it is a bit concerning.
Yeah, maybe you should unpack that.
Yeah.
I want to die, but I don't want to die.
I've been strapped to the top of a plane before.
Oh, one of those things where you're like Jesus on a cross and they fly up.
Yes.
Olivia.
I did that once and it was incredible. And that's why I want to go skydiving because I love that so much.
Wow. No, do you know what? At least, you know, when you finally do die, hopefully not out of a plane, you can be like, I've really lived my life.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, I went to Mackie's a few times and I did a pod and that will do it.
No, you've done crazy things.
Like what?
You were literally telling me you went...
No, I did do a bungee jump, but that was not out of choice. Like if I could live my life the way I want to live it, I wouldn't leave the house.
Same day to day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
We'll see if I ever actually go skydiving.
If you do, I want someone to just edit this into a little clip and then the next clip is Olivia skydiving.
Mm.
And then I'll just still be sat at home watching you live your life.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, can we move on to something a bit more deep?
What?
Wait, so I don't know how to bring this.
Are you about to laugh? I don't know. I know what you're going to say.
The cancer thing.
How did you...
I don't know how to segue into it.
All my friends make jokes about it. Like,
no, I didn't know what level we were on, so I was like, well.
My friend like sent me a t-shirt in the post, and it was like an Etsy t-shirt. What did it even say? It was like, oh, it was something about like, fuck you, I'm a cancer survivor. And I was like, what the fuck?
Today's sponsor of the podcast is Wine 52, and how fitting for me. You know that if you're going to find me anywhere, it's going to be sat somewhere drinking wine. My friends at Wine 52 are offering Saving Grace listeners a free case of wine from all over the world that you would not usually get. So it's time to try something new. All you need to do is go to www.wine52.com/grace, and all you have to do is cover the postage, which is $9.95, and you will get 3 bottles of wine delivered to your door. You get to choose between white wines or red wines, and you also get a Glug magazine, creating the ultimate immersive wine experience. That's my Friday night sorted for. You can expect a range of styles, from a juicy Merlot to a crispy Sauvignon Blanc. The world is your oyster with Wine 52. Wine 52 will take you to the beautiful vineyards of France, Italy, Chile, and more. After your free case, you will then join a monthly wine club. There is no minimum commitment, and you can cancel or pause at any time. So remember, that is www.wine52.com/grace to get your free wine case today. Can I just say, this is so Gen Z about the fact that you said online, you were like, yeah, like, is it like a skin cancer thing?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I had, and everyone was like, well, you fucking did sunbeds then, obviously. And I was like, guys, can we just read the room for a second?
I know. And it wasn't even from sunbeds.
It was like a rare thing, wasn't it?
It was like a tumor.
Fucking hell.
Like, it wasn't like a mole or anything. Like, if it was a funny mole, I'd be like, yeah, it's probably because I've had sunbeds in my life. Like, terrible.
Oh, what, so it was a little lump?
Yeah, it was a tumor.
Really?
Yeah, there it is. I feel so like,
what? Oh my god!
Yeah, that's, like from the
that's
front,
fucking hardcore though.
It looks like there's a chunk taken out of my arm, doesn't there?
Love that skinny. Add it somewhere else. Yeah, add it to my app. Oh, so you had the surgery,
mm-hmm.
And it's all fine now?
Like, I think so. They're like, we'll find out in like 5 months. And like, as soon as like it was over the surgery, I went online and was like, cancer free. And then like 2 weeks later, I had my follow-up appointment, and they were like, we're not like overjoyed with the whole surgery.
The video. Yeah.
So now like, I'll find out again in 4 months. I've got another scan in 4 months, but it's like not like bad cancer. Like, I obviously no cancer is great to
but
have.
I get what you mean.
But I wouldn't die from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because like, it wasn't I didn't do anything. Like, it was like some sort of genetic mutation kind of thing.
Jeanette, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't, like, I basically just had
you turning up to the doctors like, yeah. While they're saying all this genetic mutation. Yeah, totally.
Well, I basically just said, like, was it my fault? Like, did I give myself cancer? And right. They were like, no, you didn't give yourself cancer.
Can you imagine if they were like, yeah, you stupid bitch? Like, fucking hell, are they meant to answer that?
I know. And like, I had like a lump on my arm for so long. And I remember I would like go to like doctors and stuff, and they'd be like, yeah, you're sweet.
Or fob it off. Yeah. Wow. That's horror.
I know. But all good. Not like, all I needed was the surgery. I didn't like, thank God, need any like further treatment.
Well, I love that. Yeah. Oh my God. Thank God. You just went in that surgery. You had that little open back gown.
Yeah.
And you slid it.
A little nap.
Did you have a little matcha after?
Yeah, too.
Yeah. As you should.
And like, my mum and dad came and saved me for like a full week after, which I love. Like, I love my mum and dad.
Because they still live in Ireland, don't they?
Yeah. So I'm like, all my family live in Ireland.
Do you go back there much?
Never.
Yeah, I don't. I suppose, no, I can't say that. I was going to say, what is there? Well, because I suppose you're in London or your work's in London.
Yeah.
So it's like,
like, my friends all went to uni. So I've got maybe like 2 friends in Belfast.
They all go to uni?
Yeah, everyone goes to uni in England. Like, no one stays in Belfast, really.
Know.
And I still like my family are there, and that's it. Like, that's the only reason. And then they come to London all the time.
Do people mob you when you go to Ireland? Because I feel like you're like an Irish treasure.
Not really.
Really?
I think I like know everyone. You know, like, it's so tiny that like, I will have a mutual connection with everyone I see.
Iconic. I love that.
Like, it's so small.
Have you been asked to go back to your school yet?
Never. That's, they don't claim me.
Yeah, they don't claim. Mine doesn't either.
Yeah.
I thought, fuck you.
But also, they don't claim Jamie Dornan.
No.
So I'm like, well, if they don't claim
Who are they fucking claiming?
They also, who else? You know, Bicep.
Sorry, like, as in like the DJ?
Yeah, they went to my school. The DJ.
What? I do.
Actually, I've got quite like a good alumni.
Yeah, no, you do. I don't have anyone. I had one person who went on Jeremy Kyle in my school.
And Jeremy what?
Kyle.
Oh, like, is that the one where, like trouble people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a really polite way of saying that. Yeah, missing teeth, inbred.
Troubled people.
Crazy. And you're like, the troubled people? Great. That was really nice. You
I've
are
never
PR
seen
trained.
It. I've never seen it.
I feel like you are good on that. Like, you are good at like, PR track.
Do you think?
Yeah. Like, you don't say out-of-pocket shit.
I think I've had my fair share of scandals.
Do you get scared of being cancelled?
Yeah, petrified.
I agree.
Like, I have so much anxiety about it, like, every day. Like, on my podcast recently, I spoke about, I was like, oh, I was scrolling on, because I always talk about my ex, and I was scrolling on TikTok and was like, I saw a really hot guy, but then I realized he was posting TikToks and it gave me the ick. Like,
valid.
Yeah, I just like, that's for some reason, which is like, it's obviously irrational because I myself post TikToks and
we're allowed to.
Yeah. But like, there's literally like fucking farting compilation. Have you ever, has that come on your food page?
A farting compilation?
Yes. And like, this boy I fancy like spoke to, like, there's a farting compilation of me and it keeps going on fucking TikTok and like has like, hundreds of thousands of likes.
My God. I know exactly. There is one where you rip ass when you opened a fridge. That keeps coming up.
It keeps coming up for some reason. And like, this guy, I fancy, was like speaking to his friend and was like,
no.
Yeah, like, I saw this video of her farting and it was kind of grim. And I was like, oh my God. Like, that is horrendous.
Yeah, but it would be weird. Like, I looked at some of the comments because I thought, what are people saying about this? And some of them were like, yummy, juicy fart.
Right?
Like, they're really, like, you've got some fans out there for your, like, ripping wins.
I was like, maybe I should do this more often. But anyway, like, I like, any ick I say, you can't take personally because I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, somehow figured out it was about him.
Oh,
that, like, me said, like, because I kind of described physically him. And anyway, he made it like a TikTok being like, yeah, this really like well-known TikToker said that like what I'm doing is an ick. And I was like,
why?
And all the comments are like, like, says way more about her than you. And I was just like, oh, let
Hold
me
out.
Have
He's
my
not gonna
fucking
fuck
ick.
You.
Right.
He's not going to shag you, I promise you.
I was like, let me live. Like, I don't have to like be turned on by everything every boy does.
You can get the ick. Also, I'm sorry, I do agree. Like, I know this is really rude of me to say, but I would never date a man that does TikToks.
I know.
I would, especially if they're like, what's up, guys? Great. Or like,
talking.
Stitch. No, like, duetting.
Yeah.
If someone's duetting, like, oh my God, crazy. Like, I would be like, you're blocked.
Yeah. Even just a man, like, posting an Instagram story, like anything they do on social media cringes me. Oi.
Oh my God. Or sometimes the way boys type makes me feel sick.
In what way?
So if they're like, hey, !!
Way too enthusiastic. They need to bring it down a notch.
Is this an office job? Are you HR?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh my God. Someone sent me a message and because we're not on talking terms, he signed it off the text with his name.
Criminal.
And I thought, I know who you are.
Oh my God.
We slept together. Kind regards, like Jordan or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Weird behaviour.
As if you don't have his like contacts here.
I've literally seen your balls dangling and you want to go, kind regards. Do you know what I mean? That's really fucking weird.
The only person I know who does that is my dad does that.
And that's fair enough. But I'll let him off.
Yeah, I know who you are. Like, I've got, like, I am, like, half of me is you, you know?
Yeah, why is he so, I never thought of it like that. Dad. That's really awful. Bless him.
I know.
Just in case you forget, you don't know.
I know.
What is the, you've been on holidays a lot, right? You're a traveling girl. I see you here, there and everywhere.
Yeah,
I've been
traveling quite a lot.
What is the wildest holiday you've ever been on?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Let me think about it for a second.
It's fine, I'll just sip my drink. It's no rush.
Well, you know, I haven't ever been that far. Like, I've been to America and Mexico.
Okay, yeah, well, you've been far. How can you say you haven't been far, but you've been to Mexico?
Yeah. Mexico. Like, I've never, okay, I always think, like, if I went to Bali or like Thailand or Australia or something, that would be like,
it's
like,
fucking fine. Yeah, that's valid.
That'd be a or like Japan. I would love to go somewhere like that.
I feel like you'd be like in Japan. I feel like you'd be like an it girl.
Oh
yeah, I don't know, I can really see that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, carry on.
I would love to go, but I think all my craziest holidays I've had have probably been in Cannes. I went to Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, what was that like?
It was just like crazy. Like, every party I went to was just so Black Mirror. Like,
really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just like, I just love watching celebrities. Like,
so do I.
It's the most interesting thing ever.
Doing shit that you'd never thought you'd see them do as yeah. well is like wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, I remember like this select, like probably one of the most famous people in the world. I think. And I saw her like, her ex was at the same table. Like we were right. all at the same table. I wasn't speaking to either of them, by the way. I was just there because my friend yeah. invited me. But she was there and she's been rumored to be like dating this other really, really famous person.
Ooh.
So he wasn't there, but her ex was. And she kept like running up to her ex, like tapping him on the shoulder and laughing and running away. And I was like,
sorry,
you're just like me. Like, this is insane. And like,
why is she doing that?
I know, it was so weird. And like, she would like stand, like she would like just like walk up and like stand beside him and be like, like just like not like, you know, like just how you sometimes
just trying to get like a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. But like, it wasn't really that anything that crazy, but because of who it was, I was like, wow, like,
well, can you say who it is and we bleep it?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Rosie. What? Wow.
I know.
Oh, I'm so glad I know that now. Oh, that's incredible. I want to go to America and see American celebrities, because for me, American celebrities are a different breed.
Who is like a big British celebrity?
Me and you. No, I don't know. Who would be like, maybe like Adele.
I know, but she's not even British. She's in America. Yeah.
But okay, hold on. Let's think. Like, Maya, yeah, but true. She, you know what? To be fair, Maya, but I'm trying to think of someone who's like, even old people would know.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell, do we have anyone?
Like, that's what I mean. It's wow. like the celebrity culture in the UK is a bit boring. I don't get riveted by it.
Like back in the day, Kate Moss.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Like, and like Dua Lipa.
One kiss is all it takes yeah. at the end of the day, I feel. Yeah, yeah, Dua Lipa. But we don't, and you know what I always say? When British people get cancelled, no one in America will know, unless they're like proper followers.
Yeah.
If someone in America gets cancelled, everyone will know about it. The whole world knows about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Americans are just a whole different like ball game.
Yeah.
It scares me.
It's so interesting.
You need to, would you go live in America?
Never. Yeah. I have American friends, you yeah. know, and I love them.
Yeah.
But I just prefer British people and Irish people.
I think humor wise.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of times where I've said a joke and it's so obviously a joke. And people are like, can't believe she just said that.
Yeah. That's and it's not even American people, actually. It's people from LA. Like, they are really.
Never been and I'm scared to go.
Oh, you do not need to go.
Don't like LA.
I like LA because it's warm and they've got like nice restaurants and like nice, like I went to Erewhon, which is a fucking life-changing experience.
What the fuck is that?
Erewhon. It's like,
how can you say that? Expect me to know Erewhon.
Really? How do you not know what Erewhon is?
What is that?
Like, I feel like it's so famous. No, it's like that place where they do the really expensive smoothies, like the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
That is so you. Olivia, I sit and rot at home. Why would I know what a smoothie shop is?
It's
so on brand
for you. I don't
even
drink smoothies. I just watch too much TikTok and it's like TikTok viral. So like the first thing I did when I got to LA was go.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what do you want to do like first time in LA? And I was like, heroin.
Like, I want to go.
But no, I do. Like, I don't mind LA. It's just like the people, it is just interesting.
And also, I feel like Skid Row would scare me a bit.
I never saw it. Because it's in downtown and you would never actually really go downtown.
Oh, I thought it was just all mixed
I can't
together.
Say that. Downtown.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but that was quite amazing.
Like, I'm surprised you didn't imitate
downtown.
Me.
I did like that.
I've never said downtown and no one not imitate me.
Do you know what? I want to go to Ireland and find a man.
Really?
Because if an Irish man said to me, you are an ugly oaf of a bitch, I would say, let's fuck. Thank you so much.
I like a Southern Irish accent, like a Paul Mescal.
What is your like accent kink? Like if you had to pick an accent for you to date?
I would like, a proper London one, like.
Posh or like no. black cab driver?
Yeah, like when people are like, oi, miss.
Oh, you want like a roadman?
Yeah.
I don't see that for you.
No.
Because
but
you're really like, you know, you're like dainty and lovely and you just, you know, you just have a cat. And I feel like then be like, you're miss. Like, I can't see this dynamic work. Like,
it's just what I find sexy.
Have you fucked a roadman before?
What do we call a roadman?
I don't know. Like someone who's like, yeah. Like someone maybe who has like a man bag.
No.
And wears like Canada Goose is what No. Oh, okay. That's what I'm imagining.
No.
Okay.
But like I've spoken to people with that accent before, but they haven't been wearing like the bum bags.
Okay, well, that makes sense why you'd speak to them then.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd speak. If someone walked in with a man bag, would you speak to them?
No. I'm really icked up about what people wear. Would you?
No. Fuck it.
What is your type?
My pulse. I don't know what my type would be. Do you know what I'd maybe in the future go for now? Like an old man who's like a bit like rude and like...
Old?
Yeah, but maybe like... Do you know David Ginola?
No.
He's like a silver fox. He's French. Obviously, he has a wife, so I wouldn't go there. But maybe if someone just copied and pasted him with like an Irish accent or like a proper Essex accent, I'd get on that.
Do you like Wayne Lineker?
No. I do like him as a mate. And I'll see you in Ocean Beach. But I don't know. No, I don't know if... No.
Wait, are you friends with him?
Yeah. He leaked my number the other day. Yeah. So he messaged me. He was like, Grace. And I was asleep. And then he rang me. And then he took a screenshot of him and this girl being like, answer. But what he didn't realise is when you ring someone on WhatsApp, it comes up with your name and the number below.
Oh, yeah.
So he put it on his Instagram story. I woke up to like Spanish people calling me. And I don't speak Spanish. So I didn't know what was happening. I checked my store. I said, can you fucking take that down, please? Jeez, I want free entry next time. That's crazy. But that's the only... And he came on the pod once.
Really?
Yeah. I nearly got sued from that podcast.
Why?
Because he said that he dated someone and the person that he said he dated did not like the fact that he said he dated her.
Did he not?
He did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, don't sue someone over that.
Would you be pissed off if someone was like, I dated Olivia Neal?
If I dated them, no.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, actually, yeah, that's completely valid. Yeah.
If they were lying about it, I'd maybe be like, that's a bit weird. But I wouldn't sue. I remember one time I was in Ibiza. I think this must have been, it was last year.
Right.
And me and my friends were staying in like this part of like near in San Antonio.
Right.
So like, near all like Wayne Lineker's empires.
Yeah, empire. He owns it. Yeah.
But anyway, we were like so hungry and hungover and we wanted to go for food somewhere and we found a Chinese restaurant near us. And we didn't know that.
It wasn't called Cheeky One, was it?
It was called fucking Cheeky One.
I knew exactly what you're about to say. Like, yeah.
And like, also, we didn't realize, like, we just saw this place called Cheeky One.
Yeah, it's not like Cheeky One, it's like Cheeky One. Like,
yeah. You don't, so, yeah. Like, we like went there, and like, on the way there, like, we were like, told the taxi driver, like, oh, yeah, Cheeky One. And we were like,
oh. It's clicked.
And then we were like, who the fuck owns a Chinese restaurant and calls it Cheeky One? Wayne Lineker. We pull up outside Wayne Lineker's car outside. We all take photos in front of Wayne Lineker's car, obviously. We were like, obsessed. Yeah. He's like, sat in the restaurant the whole time. We're like, I'm like taking photos of him from across the restaurant.
Shut up. What, yeah. Last year?
Yeah.
Did he come up to you?
No.
I thought he would.
No. But he walked, like, we were like near the exit. So like when he walked past, I made my friends take a photo of me like this. And he's just like a blur in the background walking past.
I love that you could have easily just been like, Wayne. That was meant to be your accent. It was not your accent at all. I'm so sorry. That was rude.
No, it was good.
It was meant to be Irish. No, but you could have gone up to him and said, Wayne, I'm Olivia Neal. You all right?
No, but you know, like those people in your group that are just like elusive celebrities and you don't want them to be anything else.
Oh, okay.
Like he needs to remain this mysterious Ibizan.
If he asked to sleep with you, you'd have said no.
No, yes, okay. I am not into older men at all.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. It's just, honestly, I wish I was.
Really?
I just feel like I need someone that like has their life together because...
Yeah, that's the only reason I'd want an old man and maybe like a fat wallet.
Yeah.
And that's about
it. Yeah. Because I think, I would say like we, like I know we don't, and like I actually do roll in bed like 6 days out of the week. Yeah. But like we would, we have our lives like quite together, you know, like we've got a job.
Yeah.
Sometimes busy.
Sometimes.
Sometimes not. But like a lot of the boys my age or your age. Yeah. How old are you?
24. How old are you?
22.
Slut. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You're a wee lamb. Love that for you. I'm literally 2 years old.
But like boys our age, like they've just gotten out of uni. Like,
do you know what else as well? With an older guy, I feel like their dicks don't work that well. Yeah. So like for me, that's like brilliant. I'll maybe have to shag you. Like, once a month and I will just have to lay there.
Have you ever been with like an older man?
I don't think.
Over 30.
I've got with a woman over 30,
okay,
but never a man. I wouldn't know what to do. What are we talking about? Mortgages?
Yeah.
I don't really know what the vibe is.
Also, like, if you're over 30 and like you don't have like a family.
Do you know what I find a little bit weird? Like, maybe, like, are they weird for liking me if yeah. they're like late 30s, 40?
But that's like every man, isn't it? They always want like a...
They want a younger model.
Young 20s.
Do you know what I'm scared of as well? If I get older, I marry a man and then he leaves me for a younger model, I'll go to jail. I promise you, I'll put a firework up her ass.
Yeah, I could not deal with that.
No one will leave you for a young model. No, you're absolutely fine.
No, you never know. I could age like a fucking...
You could age like a leather boot.
Yeah.
You could take us all by surprise and age like shit. We'd be like Olivia Neal.
I think by the time I'm 30, I will just let myself go.
Well, you maybe just like Botox it up.
I don't know if I want to get Botox. I've had Botox in my jaw.
Oh, your jaw looks great. That I want Botox in my jaw, but I'm scared.
I really think it's the best thing I've ever done.
Really?
But I
go
hate
to
saying
the side.
That.
Yeah, it looks that. Fucking
well,
great.
No, I hasn't actually changed like the definition
oh,
of
you've
my...
You've naturally had that.
I've,
good for you.
You know, I've actually always had a good
I will.
Definition. Not even going to lie. So don't... Fine. Just in case you think
yeah.
that Botox will give you that. It's more like from the front on.
Right.
It makes me right? look like I've got cheek filler, I think.
Not, well, you've got like prominent cheekbone.
But I never did nice. Before.
Oh.
Ever.
Nice.
So then I got Botox in my jaw. And now I just feel like it's a bit more defined.
Well, Botox scares me a bit because it's like... Are you in pain or are you laughing?
Yeah.
Do you
oh,
know
when
what
you
I
can't
mean?
Move
yeah.
your face.
And they're like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, are you laughing?
Yeah.
Should I call an ambulance?
That's why I don't know if I ever want to get it when I'm older.
No, I can't lie. When I get to 60, fill me the fuck up.
Really?
I've got nothing left to lose. My mum is a proper, like, age gracefully. You don't need makeup. And she looks fucking great.
Mm.
But for me, I think I vape. I drink. I lived in Nottingham for 4 years. That's got to have aged me somehow. So you've got to fill me up at some point.
Yeah. My mum is like, she hasn't had any Botox and she's all about like
she
aging gracefully.
Great, yeah.
She says aging gracefully, but she is a yoga instructor. She eats like one Ryvita cracker a day.
You've got a yoga mum.
Yes.
How was that growing up?
Actually, my mum and sister are both like really health and fitness.
Love that.
Like so healthy.
Oh. That's
yeah, it
terrifying.
Could have been a bit damaging.
Yeah. yeah
no, I think avoid
that.
It. Yeah. But like, I'm actually not into sport at all. Like, they're really, they will go every single day exercising. I know.
Nah. But do you do like yoga?
No. I can't fucking touch my toes.
I tried stretching. I had to do stretching on the show every day for 3 weeks and it's not enjoyable. Like, I felt sick. Like, I was like, this hurts.
I also like it's not stimulating enough. Like, I start to think about like, something I said to someone when I was 13.
Yeah, and I'm starting to cringe now in Downward Dog.
Yeah.
It's not a good look for anyone involved.
Annoying me, I will fart.
And I'll film it and put it on TikTok for
and
you.
And people will love it.
They'll be like, I want to
I am like an incredibly gassy person. It's crazy. I don't know what I
Are
eat.
You like an IBS girl?
I don't think so.
Okay, fine.
No, like I'm never like, I'm incompetent.
No,
what does that mean?
I'm also a gassy... I think everyone's a gassy girl, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, like I 100%, like sometimes I shock myself.
But like, I have been with boys and they've been like, I have never in my life heard a girl fart like this.
Really? Oh, are yours like loud?
Well, they're so loud. I can do it whenever I want.
Yeah, mine are loud. And it pisses... You know when I... This is... I've overshared. But when I first got with my ex, what I'd do is I'd spread my cheeks apart and pretend my farts were little like... I'm like, oh my God, I just farted. Crazy. And then like 4 months in, I'll be like, bar. Like, I'd be like, I'm not spreading my cheeks anymore.
I used to like, after me and my ex broke up, we would like also like sometimes see each other, which is stupid. You should never do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, he would like put his hand on my bum.
What's going on?
And I would just fart to get him off. Because that's the only time farting on demand has come in handy. And every time you're like, oh, like you're disgusting.
So do you ever cringe after you're like, I farted all the time in front of that man and they could just be telling people that all the time?
Like I like always think like, what if he gets a new girl and it's like, oh, I'm so happy you don't fart. Like my ex used to fart so much and it was gross.
Yeah. Do you know what they are saying that about us?
Yeah.
Be, that 100% is a thing there.
Yeah.
But also like, this is how we stay slim.
Sometimes I think it might be.
Yeah, 100%. Like, you don't get, like, you just fart out all the shit. So like, it just weighs you down.
Oh yeah, I'm never bloated. Like, you know when those girls like post those TikToks and be like, oh, I'm so bloated, and they literally look like, now I'm
pregnant. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I'll fart that out straight away.
Yeah.
You will never see that from
Easy.
Me. 100%. I'm really scared about the comments of this video because I feel like we've really overshared. Who's the most famous person to slide into your DM? Apart from me, obviously.
Probably like Molly May. Sorry. Like, actually, no one.
Molly May.
I have never had someone that I've been like, whoa, oh, Tagger.
Okay, well, yeah, that's valid. What, did he want to like meet up?
What did he even say? I think he was just like,
have you
hey.
Pod?
Yeah. Big fan
Is
of your fart.
About me?
I think he probably just said, hey.
Want to meet up?
No. Never asked me to meet up.
I was going to say, that's quite a flex. I'll take
Is
that.
Is it?
Yeah. I'd take that.
But yeah, apart from that, no one really interested.
Yeah, no one slides into my DMs even. It really fucks me off.
And like, my friends have the craziest DMs from people.
Okay, who's like the most famous person that's DM'd your friend? You don't have to say which friend.
Well, like, no, I don't even know if he ever... No, he did DM her. Channing Tatum. I'm like, how do you get these people?
That man follows me. And that's my only flex. He is engaged and I wish him well. But
that's
my only flex. Yeah.
Why did he follow you?
I said that I got a massage and the person spanked me and he followed me from there.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, but I looked really clapped in it as well. My hair was disheveled and I was like, guys, like speaking like a proper bloke.
Mm.
Clearly you wanted a slice of that. Mm. And you can blame him. He's only human. So your pod in a monologue is your, tell me about it, your new series. What's the vibe? What's the vibe on it?
It is just like me talking about...
Are you spilling tea this season?
Like, yeah, but also sometimes I feel like I could spill more tea. I get so nervous and I speak about everything so bigly sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, I have so much to say and I have so much to say that could get me in shit, but I'm slowly getting there. Like, I did tell some interesting stories in my last one about like an encounter with a celebrity. This is the thing that I fucking love celebrity gossip. Like, if I could just make my podcast about celebrity gossip, I would.
Same. Yeah. That's what I live for.
Literally.
Are you told one about? Were you scared?
Yeah. Because I'm like, what if I run into this person? And he's never, ever going to listen to my podcast.
That's what I always say. And do you know what as well? If you don't say names, I always think you could be like, you did that. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I was talking about Channing Tatum. Like, yeah, what the fuck? True. That's what you should do. I think go for it.
Yeah.
Who cares? And if you get cancelled, good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone comes back from it in like 3 months' time.
Have you ever been cancelled?
I can't. No, there's no word. Not really, no. But when I know the day will come, and when it does, check on me.
Yeah.
Check on me, because I won't take that well.
You won't be cancelled.
Fuck you for... Why would you put that out there? Touch something now. Cannot believe you just said that.
No, because you're a really nice person. Well, like, people used to get cancelled for, like, silly things. But, like, now I think people get cancelled for actually just genuinely not being nice people.
That's valid. That's true.
You know?
But you just never know, like...
But there is, like, there's, like, people I know that are actually, like... Like, people have gotten cancelled for things that I don't think are cancelable offences, but then...
100%.
There's, like people I know that are actually horrible people that haven't been cancelled, and I'm like, oh, I want to fucking cancel you.
Do you know what I hate? Oh, my God. When you know someone's a prick, they're a prick to everyone, and everyone's like, my comfort YouTuber, love them so much. They are so kind. And I think if you knew...
Yeah.
If you knew...
It pisses me off. I'm also like, their time will come.
Well, you'd like to think. I'm still fucking waiting, to be honest with you. I've been on the app 2 years. But I just think there's no way.
No.
There's no way. How can you keep this up? And they're like just having a lazy morning, just thinking about life and how lucky I am to be in this situation. I'm like, weren't you slagging off poor people last week? Like, what? Do you know what I mean? I just think, what?
Wait, who is it?
I don't... Fucking hell, you've had your tits done.
Oh my God, yeah.
And they look... Listen, I saw you at Maya Jama's.
I didn't know they just looked stupid.
No,
though.
No, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even look at you. I was just looking at your tits. I was like, so lovely. Can't wait to see you Friday. Just walked off because I was like, this is weird now. This has become weird. They look great.
No, okay. So they actually aren't that big. When I was 13, I think, or no, 14, like obviously everyone else had hit puberty and I never hit puberty. I never got tits. They never came in.
Yeah.
And Kylie Jenner did an interview saying that she never got surgery. She only uses the Victoria's Secret Bombshell bra. Obviously, she got a fucking boob job.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. But I ended up. I was like, well, Mum, for Christmas, I need this Victoria's Secret Bombshell bra. And she got me it, and it did nothing because I had no boobs. So it was just a gap and some padding. But I kept that bra ever since.
Yeah.
And I use it on Halloween. And like, I'm not going to lie, like, I still get comments all the time being like, didn't you get a boob job? Like, where did your boobs go?
But you wanted natural tits.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, oh, like maybe I should have gone a bit bigger because like, I want sometimes that like look. But I find the Victoria's Secret Bombshell bra I wore on Halloween.
And it did bits.
Give me a second boob.
How was the boob job? Because to me, that scares me.
Yeah.
Like, the aftermath.
It was sore for a week.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it wasn't really that bad, actually.
Okay.
The worst thing about it was like they put, like I was so high for the full week. Like yeah. I was on like, because they give you muscle relaxers. So that I had it under my muscle.
Oh, okay.
You can get it over the muscle or out of the muscle. Mm-hmm. And I had to get it under because I didn't have enough breast tissue.
Bless you.
And they give you muscle relaxers so like you don't tense, I don't know. But like the whole time I was just floating about my bedroom.
Oh, you had a great time.
Yeah,
then.
I was literally like on another planet. And they also gave me, is it codeine?
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were on the hard shit.
So I was just, give me every drug you have.
Oh, did you go private? Were you in a private hospital?
Yeah.
Did you steal the shampoo and conditioners?
No, oh my God. I literally went in at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
They sent me home at 11:30.
Oh, quick trip.
Yeah. I was like, that's I woke like up there like, can you get up and walk? And I went, give me a fuck, like, give me a second. It was
give
so
me
intense.
A fucking minute.
And like, it was just like in a house in Harding Street. Like, what? No, I look back, it's probably a bit dodgy, yeah, but they did the job.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I had, like, for the first week, it was fine. I was, like, the codeine makes you constipated, and that was the worst pain I was in.
Oh, yeah. No, I can imagine. Mm. Who was the first person you showed? Person? Who was the first person you showed?
So my surgeon.
Oh.
No, that's stupid. My surgeon came in after the thing and was I'd just woken up. Like I was still like, I didn't know like, where I was. And then my surgeon just appears in front of me and he's like, I took some photos of you on the table. Like if you want to see, because like, obviously you can't see, you're all bandaged up and you've got like this like big fucking compression bra on. He's like, if you want to see, so he airdrops me.
Fuck
these
off.
Photos of me.
Absolutely.
And it's just like me lying there, off. These huge fucking tits strapped to my chest because they were huge when I first got them. Like obviously you're so inflamed and shit. And he just like sent, like airdropped me it. And I couldn't even say thank you. He just walked out the room. And then like my first initial thing was like, let me just send this in like a group chat. I have like 7 girls. Like, girls, like I wasn't even that close at the time. But
thank God that's not the one you accidentally posted when you fucking
Instagram. Yeah, literally. I would post it. It's funny because my face isn't even in it. It's just tits on a table. And I sent it in to my friends and they were like, ew, Olivia, like, we don't want to see that. Yeah. It's not nice, you know? It's like.
You just laid there with tits there. Fair. Maybe that's quite people. Traumatizing.
But like, I haven't really had a lot of sex since then. So sometimes I'm like, was it a waste? But I did it more for
was
me.
Was it a waste?
Like they're not getting their use, but I like them.
Yeah, as long as you like them, who gives a fuck? And I'd maybe like, I'd put them on like a shelf. Like if a guy came round, I'd be like, you have to stare at them for 10 minutes and compliment them. So I've got my money's worth.
Yeah, 5K.
So 5K?
Yeah.
That's
the best 5K I've ever spent in my life, though.
That's like, that's a Mazda 2.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, but it was the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I just said that about Botox. Botox was not the best thing. My life before Botox was completely fine.
Would you get any other procedures?
No.
Fair.
No.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Thinking about it.
No, I'd be too scared. I remember at one point I wanted a BBL and then I thought, what the fuck?
No.
Me with like my little skinny legs and a massive arm.
Yeah, so I mean, it'd crazy. Be nice, but like you could just go to the gym.
Well, I mean, let's be realistic. Like if I am going to get an ass, it's going to be fake.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way I'm going to the gym.
I like have always been like the most flat bummed person in the world. Yeah. And I've always just said like, that's just how I'm built, to how all the women in my family are built. Like
same.
Yeah, we're just like a skinny family.
Love that.
And then my sister went and got a bum.
Oh, she gyms though.
Yeah, but I was like, what the fuck? Because like I always went, oh, it's not even important trying because I'm never going to get a bum.
Yeah, it's hereditary.
And then my sister got one.
Is her name Emma?
Yeah.
Curly hair?
Yeah.
So you're on TikTok?
Yeah. And she posted TikTok the other day, like doing like squats and she's actually got a bum. And I was like, what the fuck?
Do you guys get on quite well?
Yeah.
Or is it like sisterly arguments?
No, we get on well now. Yeah.
Love, when you reach a certain age, you get on with your siblings.
Yeah, oh my God, when we lived together, it was hell on earth.
You like fighting?
Yeah, I used to get a hairbrush and just slap her over and over again with the hairbrush.
Brilliant, okay.
Yeah.
Things all right now?
Yeah.
She's got brain damage, but she's actually really nice. That is criminal.
She's very docile.
She just stares into space. Fucking hell. I can't imagine you doing that.
Oh, I had like anger issues as a child.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Because I was all like, I'm the youngest, so I've always kind of like picked on. So then I like had a growth spurt one day and like I was like the tallest child in my family and I was like, it's my fucking time.
This is my, you were like the Kendall Jenner of the family.
Yeah.
Move over.
Yeah. So then I overpowered her.
Have you ever had like an actual fight, like not with a sibling?
Never, but I think would like to.
I'd like, have you ever watched Bad Girls?
Well, no.
It's really good. It's like 10 girls go into a house and they beat the shit out of each other constantly.
Wow.
No, but it's really good watch. I'd really recommend it. That well, but I'd love to, maybe we should all do a Bad Girls club, like me, you, Molly May, all of that lot in a house, get
Zoella.
Really drunk. Yeah, Zoella. But I used to watch you in 2014 and just like fight each other and see who comes out the strongest.
Have you ever done, you've never done one of the boxing matches, have you?
I've got pierced tits, so it's just, it's a no-go for me.
Yeah,
it's a no-go. There's no way. No, would you?
No, come I would on. Be destroyed.
Okay, say they offer 50 million to fight me and you together in a ring.
I would do it for like £100.
What?
Okay, no. I would do it for a small amount of money.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
What's the lowest you do it for?
Okay, realistically speaking, because it'd be embarrassing.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
50K.
Valid. I promise you, because I know I'd lose, it would have to be £1 million.
Really?
For me with a gum shield in, with this nose and this fucking jaw, mine's just a long neck. I don't have a chin. So in shorts, boxing glove, being beaten the shit out of, come on.
I know, but like also you would get like so famous.
Like not for good reasons though.
Yeah, but think about Tennessee.
Yeah, true.
I wasn't really on Tennessee before her match. And now I'm obsessed with her.
I love Tennessee. She's iconic.
Yeah, and she's so gorgeous. And the fact she did a boxing match makes her so much cooler to me, I think.
And she loves boxing now. Like, I was watching Locked In the other day and she was like, fuck's sake, they said there was going to be a boxing bag. And I was like, oh, wow, she's into it.
Yeah.
If that was me, I'd just wham, bam and go.
Mm.
But you can't drink for like 6 months.
Ooh, that might be a problem.
For me, I would just let them win.
Sometimes I'm meant to be doing Sober November right now.
Oh.
I give myself, what day is it? The 3rd of November?
Literally the 3rd, yeah.
I'm giving myself maybe to the 7th.
This sounds horrible. And obviously if you've got a problem with alcohol, like you should stop drinking. What's the point in doing sober November? Do you know what I mean? Like if you could die tomorrow and you've died sober. What the fuck?
I just think like, I was, for some reason, like finding a reason to drink every weekend, even if there wasn't.
You like, oh, it's cloudy.
Yeah. Or like, I rely on it so much for social situations.
Mm-hmm.
I could never be around people on a weekend and not be drinking.
Yeah, 100%.
Or even like if I walk into an event and they're offering me a cocktail, I cannot say no.
Events are different though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so grim. Who the fuck is going to an event full of like really amazing looking popular people and going, water, please. I would be stood in that corner trembling.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No. There's no way. But this is the thing. Like, I think, was it last November? I tried to do like a bit of like a sober. I think I maybe lasted 3 weeks.
Oh, but it's still good.
Because of, I can't go, like I rely on alcohol for confidence. Like, yeah. I would not leave the house. I became a hermit for 3 weeks.
So you did it, but you also made yourself like a, I don't know.
A little hermit.
What's the people that don't leave the house?
Oh,
recluse.
A recluse.
You made yourself a recluse.
Yeah, but like sometimes I actually quite like that. Like I could stay inside for 3 weeks on end and not.
Oh, I could rot for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I'd be so happy with
I'm
that.
I'm so good at it.
100%.
And those people piss me off. They're like, oh, I've been inside too long. We need to get out. Fuck off.
Open a fucking window then.
Yeah.
Open the window and stick your head out of it and then get back in.
Like if I ever feel like that, I open my curtains.
Yeah.
You know?
I put on the TV and look what other people are doing. I'm like, wow, they're doing really well.
Oh, you know what I've started doing recently, which is a bit weird.
What?
Like I don't turn the TV on anymore.
Okay.
So I actually just sit there in silence, like on my phone.
Why are you, is there just nothing on?
Yeah, like there's nothing that really interests me. And sometimes I feel like a bit depressing watching TV on my own.
Do you know, I kind of get that.
Yeah, it's like, who do I have to speak to about this?
Actually, that is such a good point. I'll put something on the telly, but then just go on my phone. It's just background noise. Yeah. And I actually watch it.
Like, I'm not sitting down putting my phone on. I'm putting on a movie to watch on my own.
No. Oh my God. If I watch TV, it's when I'm doing my makeup. So it's in the background. I never watch it.
No.
Oh my God.
It's something when you get out of a relationship that you're like, oh, like that is actually something I heavily relied on my partner to do. But
I would... Oh my, have we just found a revelation here? I would only watch series with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's like, you want someone to talk to about it. Like, you have an empty feeling when the like episode finishes and you've got no one to reflect on that.
Oh, you've really fucked up my day.
Yeah. No, you'll never be able to watch TV again.
I really enjoyed Big Brother this year as well, but yeah. I think maybe I'll just give it a miss now. Because you're so right. I'll watch it and be like... I'll just go to bed then.
Yeah. Oh no, you know what I used to have to do? Like, I wanted to watch Love Island this year, but I was really single.
Yeah.
So I would just have to like go on Twitter as like my way of like conversing with people.
Oh my God. You are so correct. I'm like, yeah, they agree. I can, like, yeah, she's a bitch. Like, don't even know the bitch. Like, I don't.
And I was like, I've become an incel. Like, oh, why am I sat here watching Love Island and like agreeing with people on Twitter instead of like.
You've really upset me.
I know.
I do the exact same thing.
Like, it,
wow.
Yeah. Maybe we need to get outside and touch some grass.
Yeah, maybe we should fucking touch some grass. Jesus Christ. We're going to have to end this here. Yeah. Oh, there's no it's no coming back from this.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's been sensational. We've really outed ourselves here as big farters.
Yeah.
Lonely. Weird.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
I'm like complaining about being single and like how no one's sliding into my DMs. And I'm just like.
But then if they did, I wouldn't reply anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Valid.
And they could just watch this and immediately like be horribly icked out.
No one's watching this. No man is watching this podcast. And if they are, they've got a girlfriend by their side.
Yeah.
So you're safe.
Yeah.
You'll watch them watch it now.
I know. I feel like actually like boys do watch podcasts.
On the sly.
Yeah. And just
on
to find out
sly.
What you're saying.
And I always sometimes think they're like, oh, my girlfriend makes me watch it. I'm like, really? Because you could just walk out the room.
Yeah.
I think you like it.
I'm not fucking watching football because my boyfriend's watching it.
Do you fucking think I'm sat in there? Brilliant. Sitting there watching just players kick a sack of air about for 90 minutes. What the fuck is the point
of
watching that?
No, that is one thing I will never get behind.
Football just... And also, football fans are bizarre. They get so angry... We hate Tottenham. Why are you shouting?
When someone talks to a TV. I mean, sometimes if I'm watching a really intense movie, I'm like, oh no, don't go in there.
No, but when... oh my God, no.
But even after I do that, I have a real moment of like, oh, why did I just do that?
Yeah. No, but when they're like, you fucking ref. I'm like, sit down.
Yeah, as if you could fucking do any better.
You barely leave the couch.
Yeah. Well, and then you watch Match of the Day after. That's even worse.
Mind-numbing. What? The bloke who does Walker's crisps as well. How is this? It's like I'm having an out-of-body experience. It's so fucking weird. And I don't get how you're watching night... And when no one scores in the game, you've just watched people dribble for 90 minutes. Do you know how crazy that is?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's fucking bizarre.
I will never understand.
Yeah, let's leave it. hope you're all well. Sorry to any football fans. Not watching this either. Yeah. Make sure you listen to Inner Monologue. Monologue.
Inner Monologue. Oh.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Inner Monologue. Yeah, Inner Monologue.
We'll just put the link in the description. Yeah. Don't bother typing it because you'll say the same thing. And yeah, have a great day. If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say bye, Olivia.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Well, I'm looking at the camera. Anytime.